Dreamscape presents Not Your Ex's Hexes by April Asher. Narrated by Zura Johnson. Prologue. Snatch and grab. Each close encounter chipped away at Rose Maxwell's luck like a pickaxe through melted butter. By her rough estimate, she had two more run-ins before her well officially ran dry, and she was not letting that happen. She swerved through the potions up crowd, more determined than ever before to ditch the tail that was hot on her witchy behind. But Christina Maxwell, aka her mother, must have downed a rejuvenation potion, or at the very least, a Red Bull, because she was atypically fast on her feet for someone wearing 3-inch spiked platform heels for most of the day. Rose had hoped she'd push pause on her matchmaking nonsense at her sister Vi's bonding announcement party, but that dream had been dashed with the introduction of potential suitor number one, and then reaffirmed with the not-so-coincidental arrival of potential suitor number two. She wasn't hanging around long enough to find out if there was a third, a relationship, especially one initiated by her mother, was the last thing she needed. During the last matchup, she very nearly ended up mated and bonded for eternity to a narcissistic tiger shifter who'd made it his mission to hijack her sister's happily ever after. She hadn't dodged the shifter-sized bullet that was Valentine Bizet, only to get hit by another. Heels be damned, Rose hustled across potions, the supernatural-themed bar that served as her and her sister's very own central perk, and headed toward the back room. From there, she'd slip away from the party and send an SOS extraction text to Vi or Olive, or at the very least, request a distraction. She didn't get that far. Less than 10 feet away, her mother's head swiveled, and she zeroed in on Rose's location as if she possessed her shifter husband's tracking abilities. If Rose didn't do something quick, it was only a matter of time before that bullet lodged itself in her left ass cheek. She cursed, mind whirring, and reached for the nearest large object. Fingers clenched in a soft fabric, she dragged her unsuspecting hostage with her until her back hit the wall, the other person instantly becoming an unwitting barrier against her mother's line of sight.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?